So this patient then, I guess, would fit into the high-risk category.
Yes. So this patient would fit into the high-risk category, and we would follow the algorithm for high-risk. For high-risk patients, they get admitted for their first dose, and they get admitted for their first dose escalation. And during their admission, they receive IV hydration, and they receive allopurinol. They receive resbiricase if they have an elevated uric acid, and they're monitored with serial labs during the first 24 hours of their dosing.
So for a patient, which I would guess is the average patient who everything goes smoothly with, how long are they actually in the hospital?
They're in the hospital for a little bit longer than 24 hours. So they get admitted before their dosing, they get a lab, and then they get serial labs after that, and then they get a day two pre-dose lab. And then they, if their labs are okay on day two of dosing, they dose, and then they can be released from the hospital. So it's a little bit more than 24 hours.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting now that I think about it, I kind of accepted this algorithm, but I don't know, you would think for a healthy patient, particularly like this one, that somehow this could be pulled off as an outpatient. I mean, what do they need to monitor? Is this the blood work?
It's the blood work, but it's blood work that needs to be done serially. So patients get blood electrolytes checked at 4 hours post-dose, 8 hours post-dose, 12 hours post-dose, and then they get their 24-hour post-dose. You can't really do that as an outpatient.
I don't know. Maybe visiting nurses to draw the blood. I don't know. You know, all the quality cost issues. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Well, I guess for now, it'd be safer, I guess, to follow the algorithm.